Hey everybody, this is Random Chatterings episode 22.5.
I'm Marlon Rodriguez. Today we'll be talking about Let's Play channels. Let's start off by explaining what is a Let's Play channel. Essentially, a Let's Play channel is a YouTube channel where the content is exclusively a person or a group of people playing through a video game. It could be any video game. And basically, they create a series about 10 to 15 minutes. And basically, it starts with part one and then goes on and it's a series. And then the series ends either when the creator just doesn't feel like playing the game anymore or when they finish the game. Let's Play channels is one of the most interesting developments in YouTube recently. It's a very niche thing, despite how popular it is, and it can kind of be coupled in with the same groups of channels like makeup channels, like unboxing channels, like vlogs, and videos like that. They're very specific about what they are and who they're trying to appeal to. And Let's Play channels is, incidentally, one of the most popular, I guess, in terms of subscriber counts, and I'm sure that's not indicative of a lot of things, but it does kind of show the appeal of Let's Play channels, that the most popular channel on YouTube is PewDiePie, with, I think at this point, has 26 million subscribers. I could be wrong. Maybe it's 32 million. So there's definitely a huge appeal, but a lot of people have accused Let's Play channels of a creator being lazy, and it definitely does say something that Let's Play channels are the most easy content you create. You upload one video a day, and then you keep uploading videos, and essentially it's just recording the footage, and then having your voice over, and then just building your fan base. Now, somebody who doesn't play video games, or who doesn't have any, or who plays video games maybe for a living, or something like that, could look at a Let's Play channel and says, what is the point of just watching somebody play a video game? It's like, why do you watch this? And for the most part, Let's Play channels are comedy channels. They're improv channels of a different sort. It's a different kind of comfort watching from other things, and it's a bit more personalized because it's a single person or a group of people that you're watching playing a video game, and it has more of a personal element than, let's say, binging Orange is the New Black on Netflix or something like that. There's so many Let's Play channels that there's so many different variants of what you would like or what you would appreciate about a channel that it's very, very difficult to say what's the definitive variant of a Let's Play channel, what should the Let's Play channel look like, and really, it's just up to the channel you're watching. You could like one channel that has 2 million subscribers, or you could like another channel that has 1,000 subscribers. And I'm not even basing this off popularity. I'm basing this off what do they offer and what's their humor like. Do you connect with the humor? And that makes Let's Play channels interestingly subjective, because even a makeup channel, you're trying to learn something from it. But a Let's Play channel is purely entertainment-based, and you'll get out of it what you would like. It's not about, is it worth watching? I mean, it can be worth watching if you find something worth watching about it. If you find nothing, if you see a commentary and you just say, well, I don't see what the point of somebody talking about a video game is, then you stop watching the channel and that's the end of that. But I, as a very frequent YouTuber, as a very frequent watcher of YouTube, I've watched a lot of Let's Play channels, and today I'll talk about one of my favorite Let's Play channels, the Game Grumps. I personally really love the sense of humor that the Game Grumps have. I love how inventive they can be in terms of the comedy, the observations they make during games. And in the JonTron era, which I think was from 2012 to about June 2013, I loved how bombastic and explosive he could be in terms of some episodes, of how far he would go with the jokes. I mean, the Game Grumps do delve into very dark humor, and I love dark humor. But it's not exclusively that. It's also a lot of poop jokes. It's also a lot of toilet humor. But it's supposed to be very loose, and even they admit it, that this type of humor is something very different from what they would do. It's very different from written humor. It's improvised humor, and when you're improvising something, you're trying to pick out as many details about what you're looking at, and they're playing video games, so what about this video game has a potentially humorous situation. But there's nothing quite like just sitting down after a long day and just watching the Game Grumps play a game and laughing together. because they're best friends. Like all of them are really close to each other, and you can kind of tell. You get this feeling that you're watching your best friends play a game, and you're interacting with your best friends, even though it's like a one-way thing. Like they're talking to you, you're not talking to them. But sometimes, and a lot of people have mentioned this in the comments as well, that the channel, it's just such an easy thing to get into. Just you start watching a series, you feel like, oh man, I had a really shitty day, but once I saw the Game Grumps, I felt way better, I felt much better about myself. So sometimes the Game Grumps can also be very philosophical in what they're saying, but most of the time they're trying to be entertaining. Barry, actually, the editor, actually posted a video about what it takes to upload videos every single day, and that's its own challenge. Like, one, you have to maintain, you set a schedule and you have to maintain it, you have to go by it, you have to make sure the content is good enough so that people will watch it. There's a lot that goes into a Let's Play channel, more than we could ever imagine, and you won't know those challenges until you actually try a Let's Play channel. And I, out of curiosity, I actually tried playing a video game and tried doing commentary, and it's fucking difficult. It's not impossible, but if you don't have that natural tendency to be that observant about things and doing it almost constantly, that can exhaust you. And the Game Grumps, they record sessions for 7 hours straight so that they have all the content they need for their upload schedule. And it's intense. It's something, it makes me appreciate the channel that much more. And that's why I think that Let's Play channels, even though they might not have the best reputation, they can be something special. And you never know. Maybe Let's Play channels is something that you've been looking for and that you didn't even know you wanted. It's all based on what you're looking for and what you want to see. And those are my thoughts on the Game Grumps and Let's Play channels. This has been Random Chatterings. Thanks for listening.